legendary status. Vic XL, Sam Pisa, aka TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AK, TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Instant to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Vic got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Vic XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip hop.
What up, world? What up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, I got to say, one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM. Make sure you check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, one time for the good people over at Ride 95, the internet's number one station for what's next in hip-hop and R&B. Make sure you check us out every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And one time for all the streaming sites like iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook Live, all the sites that carry all our content. Thank you for all those platforms working really, really hard, making our content on demand for all our family and friends. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know what we do right here on the Ryan Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. This is the platform for the people who are moving and shaking the culture to come on and tell us their story. This is the voice of the people who will be heard now and not next. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So welcome to the Run Dirty platform. Your favorite trapper, Miss Aaliyah of Boss Behavior Clothing. How you doing today? All right, for some reason, hold on. Let me make sure I got your audio on. Let me make sure you. All right, now. You are muted. You got to unmute yourself. You got yourself muted. Make sure you unmute yourself.
That's better.
There we go. There we go. There we go. Now I need you to do me one more favor. Take that Android or that iPhone and turn it the other way. That way these people can see you. There we go. Perfecto. Perfecto. Miss Aaliyah, how are you doing today?
All right, how you doing? Let
me see if I am doing great. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you right here on the Riding Dirty platform. Welcome to the platform.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, look, let's get right into it. The first thing I want to know, because I always say, give it up for the ladies.
Okay.
Where is Miss Aaliyah Nelson A from? I got to throw that A in there.
I'm from Miami, but I was born there. Well, I was raised in Atlanta, Georgia. But right,
At what age did you leave Miami?
Real young, like 3. But I visit a lot. My whole family lives in Miami.
So, are you familiar with that Miami bass? That good old booty shake from Miami?
Exactly. Yes. That's a different vibe. That's a whole different kind of music, right?
Hey, I'm old school, so I grew up on Luke and everything that was coming out of Miami back in the day. That's why I came up on that. I was from the A, but I came up on me some Luke and 2 Live Crew and Poison Clan and all that stuff coming out the MIA back in the day.
Yes. It still go down. That's all right. Look, kids. I just left a Halloween party down there. Little kids going wild. I was like, Atlanta, Miami music is something different, man. I swear.
No doubt. All right. So, what made you transition from Atlanta to Miami? Miami to Atlanta, I'm sorry.
Well, my mom, she got divorced, and then we moved to Atlanta.
Okay, okay. Okay, what part of Atlanta?
Well, I'm from the west side of Atlanta. Martin Luther King, Dixie Hill. I don't know if you're familiar with Simpson Road, that area.
Okay, all right. So what was, you mentioned your mother got divorced. What was the home life like for you, you know, growing up? Was it siblings? Once your mama got divorced, was it a single parent home? Like, what was your young life like?
I got a sister, two brothers. My dad has kids. So every break we get, like Christmas, you know, Thanksgiving, we always go down there to Miami. But single household. But she got married again when I was in seventh grade. But I always had a father. He was incarcerated. He went to jail when I was in second grade. My dad did, but he always been there. Financially, whatever we need, like he was there, even though his circumstances. You get what I'm saying? But he's out now, so got pop back.
Okay.
Everything. I had a good childhood. I had a wonderful childhood. I ain't like wonderful granddaddy, grandma, aunts, uncles. Like they the best. I wouldn't change nothing in the world.
Okay. What type of student was Aaliyah?
I was talkative. Some people might say I was bad because I didn't listen. But I don't know. I did what I wanted to do. But I was good in schoolwork. So I was on honor roll, graduated with honors, college and high school. You get what I'm saying? So.
Okay. All right. So. After high school, you mentioned college. Where did you actually pursue your secondary education at? Where did you go to college?
You said what I went for?
Where did you go to college and what was your major?
Okay, so I started off at this school in Atlanta called Georgia Perimeter College. Because mm-hmm. I was to be a dental hygienist. So mm-hmm. they did that. They had that at that school. So I went to become a dental hygienist. They put me on a waiting list. It's a long story. So once they put me on the waiting list, I learned how to do dentures at Atlanta Technical College. But I still had all those credits from when I went to get my 2-year. So I ended up graduating from Atlanta Metropolitan College with my credits in business administration. Then I got a 4-year degree in business administration. I went to Shaw because I moved to North Carolina. And then I came back to Atlanta. So I got a 4-year degree in business administration. But I have dental background.
Okay. Now, when did you realize that you had that entrepreneurial spirit and you wanted to be a creator when it came to the designing and clothing side of things?
That just, as far as creative, I've always been creative. Like, I love to draw. I could draw Mickey Mouse in like 0.0 seconds. The fastest Mickey Mouse draw ever. But I love to draw, and then as far as putting on clothes, like that's something we always did in high school. It was like a fashion show. Every Monday I want something new. I want all the Jordans. Like we had the Averett's coats, me and my friends, like we just like doing it. So when I was in college, I was like, this is something I should really consider doing for real. So that's when I graduated college, I dropped the clothing line. It's been history ever since.
Okay, now, when I was reading the information on you, the clothing line, you launched the clothing line like 9 years ago. Let's talk about the launching of the clothing line. First and foremost, why did you pick the name Boss Behavior?
I did Boss Behavior because I feel like it's unisex, like anybody can wear it. And then my vision at first was like, well, still, you know, my vision. But I wanted to be for everybody. You and your son better rock it. The whole family. And so I wanted to be unisex, and I feel like Boss Behavior is everybody. It's just not for women. It's for men, women, kids.
All right, now, in your definition, what is Boss Behavior?
It's just upgrading your life. You working on becoming a better person in any aspect. Like, just bossing up your life, like, your mindset just got to be different. You can't be regular.
Okay. All right. Now, I also noticed when I was on your website and I was reading about you, I noticed that you went through some trademark issues and you've actually had to fight for your trademark. Let's talk about that, because there are a lot of aspiring designers, a lot of people who want to launch their own clothing lines. So let's talk about, number one, the importance of their trademark and the fight you've been going through for yours.
It's just so many rules and so many. Okay, so with the boss behavior, I decided to do my trademark. It's anything process. So trademark, it's a process. I got approved, and so they give you a time when anybody else can come at you. So they say, okay, we don't see nothing wrong with it, but we're gonna give other companies to see if they come. Are you conflicting with what they got going on? When they went through that process, you know, boss, which is big, you know, they like, hey, no, I want her you at all. Like, so they came from me, like, dang, Lil B, like, what's going on? Lil B, y'all want to smoke with Lil B? But you know, they know how big it can be.
Right.
You know? So I just had to reply, because most people don't reply. They might see that and got intimidated and might even reply. So by you not even replying, you lose, you know. So I just kept replying back to them, like, hey, you know, we're different, we're not the same. Telling them, like, my background, African-American, I'm from United States, you know, that's like a Germany business or whatever. So I just kept fighting. So now I have rules where we came to an agreement where I can't use boss behavior in a certain way. So I just can't never have boss by itself. Like, I can't have boss at the top, behavior at the bottom, because they feel like it's conflicting with what they got going on. Okay. It's too big. It's too, you know, too similar. So just certain stuff I can't do now, but I'll end up winning it.
Okay.
But still, they're just in clothing. When it comes down to entertainment, all that, you have to copyright whatever you're trying to do. You have to copyright in each category, or somebody can still run. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can still get you. Oh, you got it in clothing, but you ain't got it in TV. Or you ain't got it in movie. You know, it's just different stuff. So, well, it's important, and it costs. But if you want it and what you're trying to do, you got to. Cost to be the boss. You gotta pay for it.
You gotta have boss behavior.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Now, as a female entrepreneur, have you had any challenges when it comes to your male counterparts coming against you, believing in what you do, or even supporting you?
Oh, bitch. The crazy part is they support me hard. You know, you might have some people try to talk to you, like try to holler at you, but I did that. I've been married for 15 years, so you know. But far as male support, I got a lot of male support, a lot of male support. Okay. A lot of celebrities backing me up.
All right, what's it like for dealing with your female counterparts? Does it get catty when you deal with other female entrepreneurs?
I think I don't reach out enough to deal with like catty stuff. But far as the females in Atlanta, like where I'm from, I probably need to widen my network, but they supportive. I had like pop up shops, they always come, you know, show support, pop up with their stuff. So I get a lot of female, but I think I don't network enough with enough females, because most of my customers are male, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned pop-up shop. How effective are pop-up shops for you, and how often do you do them?
I was doing it often, but after the COVID, I haven't did one since, really, but let me see. I might was doing it like 3 times a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done one since COVID.
All right. Now, also when it comes to independent designers and independent clothing companies, a lot of time it's really important if you can get your merchandise on entertainers, athletes, rappers, singers. In your marketing campaign, have you had any opportunities to put your brand on the back of any celebrities?
Yes. And then, you know, with that, I feel like it's just because of brand recognition. You want to know, oh, I seen such and such with that on. I seen that before, you know? So they help with, like, building customer relationships and loyal customers because they, like, you know, oh, it's cool now. It's cool to wear it because such and such had it on.
But,
yeah, a lot of people. You say you familiar with Atlanta?
Very.
Oh, let me tell you, it's a dope person who recently just I met. You Friday, you know the movie Friday, Big Worm, Mr.
Yes.
Love.
Yes, praise God, Love.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to get him some slides, so he's rocking with it. And then with Boss Behavior, I say when we ever, whatever customer I get, a new customer or whoever, I could call it an army. So I got recruited. So he been recruited to the army. So that's the last person I think had. Who I met
I think I seen Bigger Ranking, Bigger Ranking on your website.
Okay, you know, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Florida. He's like from the Florida area, but he comes up a lot because he's big in the DJ coalitions.
Right. Yep. Bigger. Yeah, he's so dope.
Okay. All right. Now, his favorite trapper. Let's talk about that and how. What's the correlation with his favorite trapper and Boss Behavior clothing?
I'm trying to separate it. So when I first started, I wasn't posting me. I wasn't posting me a lot. I didn't really want people to know who the face behind was. I've got so many different, like, when I was starting my clothing company, so different, many advice, so different advices. So I wasn't really showing me. Then I'm like, let me start showing the face. And when I started showing me, they was kind of like engaging more, like, oh, okay, that's her, because at first I was getting like, go bro, keep going brother, you know, I love you brother. So I started showing me more. When I showed me more, I started using the hashtag his favorite trapper. So now I want it separate. So I've been working on trademarking his favorite trapper, but let you know, mean it to me, it's like a female entrepreneur. And I'm not even saying like because I'm married, like I'm his favorite trapper, but I'm saying like God, you know, I'm his favorite trapper, like he got me, you know, he can make sure I'm straight, whatever I'm doing. But yeah, so a lot of people love that I came out with a t-shirt. A lot of people, I've been getting a lot of buzz from it, so I'm trying to separate it now.
Okay, now when I was looking at your bio, you mentioned being a wife, being a mother, like you wear a lot of hats. How are you able to separate being a wife, motherhood, being all the things in your life and the business?
It ain't easy, but I've been doing it so long, it's like a schedule, you know. It's a balance. Like when I'm with my kids, I try to like log off. I try not to be on my phone or handle business. When I'm at work, I got a lot of free time, so I'm able to work a 9-to-5 and do work my business. And I'm able to do a lot of stuff when they in school, you know. Then when my husband off, then, you know, it's family time. Like, I try to keep it separate. Because I try not to get caught up in the world.
Okay.
So, I balance it. It ain't easy, but it's easy. Like it.
Okay. Now, what have you learned in the 9 years of having your own company? What have been some of the most important and valuable lessons you've learned in the past 9 years? Because you know, they say most businesses go out of business within the first 12 months.
I think slow down. Like, don't be in such of a rush. And like because you can mess up a lot of money doing it, just being so excited. Because I get motivated so easy. But you can mess up a lot of money. You can just mess up steps that's so important. Just slow down, take your time, like do one little step, then do a big, you know, do the next. Cause those little steps, they add up to, you know, one big one. So I just think taking my time, not rushing so much. I learned to slow down.
Okay. All right. Now there's a model on the website. Who is the model and how do you go about selecting your models for your clothing?
What model you see?
Is that you on that? Is that you? Hey, see?
That is definitely me. And thank you.
Blowing it up. I'm looking at it. I'm blowing it up now. See, I got these thick glasses.
That's you.
I got these thick glasses on. Sometimes I can't tell. Look at you. You bossed up with the tutu on.
That's right. Yeah, that's me.
So do you do Boss Behavior tutus? Or let's talk about the website, because you got a website. What made you decide to go with the website aspect of things as opposed to brick and mortar?
Because I didn't want to be so I want like my vision big, so I don't want to just be so local. You know what I mean? I want to be, because I had this one dope lawyer customer. She's all the way from California. I would have never been able to, you know, if I was just here in Atlanta, you know. So I feel like with the website, you reach the world.
Okay, you definitely do. And people never log off. You're actually open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with a website.
Right. No water bill to pay, no light bill to pay. I ain't got to worry about running it myself.
I want to ask you about a couple designs. And because I recently just got back from Chicago. You have a shirt. This is my airport hoodie. And I noticed so many people wearing hoodies in the airport. What made you come up with "This is my airport hoodie"?
Because I be in the airport a lot, and I know it's comfortable. That's like when you sometimes you're trying to figure out what I'm gonna wear to the airport. Boom, that's what you're wearing right there. Put on you some Boss Behavior slides. You slide through the airport. TSA. Take the shoes off. Put your slides back on. You gone with your feet on.
All right, let's talk about your God First design. What made you take that route?
Because I feel like I gotta put him in anything you first. So that's how that's easy. Okay. You research.
Hey, I being a journalist is something that's important to me. Now, let's, out of all your items, what was that very first Boss Behavior item that you said, this is the one I'm going with first?
It was the BBA logo. But it got so much controversy on the case. And I love it, but I think I pitch it up. I feel like my customers made that my logo. I don't think it was really my logo. I just like the design. But the customers like, oh, that's the nickname about that. Call it BBH. You know, and it's so hard because it's been my symbol so long. But I'm going to try to keep it the same, but switch it up. But it's the BBH one. It just goes straight across that BBH and say Boss Behavior up under it.
Okay. All right. What has been out of everything? T-shirts, hoodies, slides, socks, hats. And I just told the world everything you sell plus more. Out of everything, what has been the best-selling item for you?
Ooh, the BBH T-shirt.
All right, just the basic BBH with the mm-hmm. Boss Behavior underneath T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. But I use the sell out slides real quick, but I guess because the slides are like a quantity and then the shirts is like unlimited. So it's like.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right, for all, because I know you, I was reading that you're definitely into community work. For all the little girls that are mm-hmm. looking to you and they're thinking about one day being an entrepreneur, what would be your words of encouragement to all the young ladies looking at you?
Think about something you love. Think about something you do without money. Start now. And don't wait until, you get this and that. Just start. Start now. And you're going to make mistakes. As long as you're consistent, you'll get better and better and better over time. Just start now.
Okay. Is there one mistake you've made that stands out in your mind that you're willing to talk about?
I think I wish I would have got trademarked earlier. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you know what? What I'm hearing from you, and this is for all the entrepreneurs out there, you have to invest your coins in yourself.
For sure.
You got to spend your money on yourself. You can't be waiting on no investor. You can't be waiting on nobody to come save your life. You got to invest in yourself.
Yep, and I don't mind doing it because I'm like, people my age, they probably want like a Louis bag and like stuff like that. Like, I'd rather spend $1,000 worth on inventory than like $3,000 on inventory than a $2,000 bag.
Right.
Cause like I'd be like, even I guess cause like I grew up good. I grew up different. So I saw a lot of stuff. Like we had a mansion, we had a pool in the back, we had a gate, we had an open gate with the phone. Like I did a lot of stuff. I done witnessed a lot of stuff, and it's so crazy because it's the small things that's just wonderful. I don't even know why they call small things, but like all that, I don't know. It's just bigger than what it is. So I'd rather spend money on stuff like that or somebody promoting me. I spend the money on them to wear it than just buying like $500 shoes. But if I'm in the mood, I still do it. But I'm just saying, it's not important.
No doubt. All right, look, let the people know first, because we mentioned the website, and then I do definitely want you to give out the website. How has social media been able, how have you been able to market through social media? Because I know you got a Twitter, and I know you got an Instagram. How have you been able to use social media when it comes to marketing your product?
I think social media is what helps a lot, because a lot of my customers I get off social media. It's free, so it's easy to, you can market it all day long if you want to, you know. You reach so many people either through hashtags, locations, like it's important. So Instagram is like my number one marketing. I also like recently I had purchased like a banner outside West End Mall in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I could just be such social bubble, and you can see my who's now like people not even know it's are on social media. I don't know. So those type of things I see. Aaliyah, I saw your sign.
Okay.
I wear it a lot. So. But definitely, social media it's been very.
Okay. All right. Look, give out the website to all the people checking out the show and how they can find you when it comes to social media.
Social media, boss_behavior. And the website is www.bossbehavior.com. Okay. And that's boss_behavior. TikTok, boss_behavior.
Oh, you be TikToking in the boss behavior?
I don't, but I'm on there.
Okay, no doubt. My last question. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee your kids becoming entrepreneurs?
I don't know. You know that a lot of, you know, they watch what they see. So they might do it just because they see mommy doing it, you know, but not even knowing they doing it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Miss Aaliyah, especially being that I'm in the Atlanta area, please keep in touch with me. We've got a pop-up shop. Let me know if I can come through and shake your hand in person and cop me some slides.
Okay, say less. And I do want to get my flowers out. Shout out to Miss Keisha from California. That's my been my lawyer cousin.
I think we just lost Aaliyah. She'll be right back.
Hello. In my back. Can you hear me?
I got you. Yes. You want to shout out Miss Keisha?
Yep, I'm gonna shout out Miss Keisha from California. Flowers. She's so dope. A definition of about you for sure. Meanie, Atlanta, so humble. Flowers. Stuntman from D4L.
They blowing my girl Aaliyah. They blowing you up. They trying to order by phone.
They blowing me up. But definitely flowers to Miss Keisha, boss shit from California. Flowers to Shotboy Meanie. Flowers, so humble. Flowers to Stuntman, D4L, Mr. Put It On, Mr. Backhead, Flowers, love them. And who else I want to say? Because there's so many people I just overly love. Jewel Man, flowers. I definitely want to get my flowers to them.
All right, you definitely
support the Army.
You definitely represent the West Side. Is Meanie still partying like a rock star?
He still. They just dropped some new music. Yep, for sure.
All right, Aaliyah, it's been a blessing to talk to you. Continued success on your clothing line, and we definitely look forward to continue to watch your growth.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, That was Miss Aaliyah Nelson of Boss Behavior Clothing. Y'all, please make sure y'all visit bossbehavior.com and make sure y'all visit her on all social media networks at boss_behavior. All right? It's your boy, Big XL. This is the Ryan Dirty Show where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Y'all make sure y'all follow me everywhere on social media. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Riding Dirty Radio. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do me one favor. Do me one favor. And please stay blessed, stay strong. And I promise you, you will not go wrong. All right? Stay blessed, stay strong. You will not, cannot go wrong. All right? Your boy, Big XL, until next time. We gone. All right? Peace.
Legendary status, Vic XL, Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetable, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished.